Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr from the All Things Comedy Network. I'm very excited to tell you that we are going to be releasing a stand-up special from the unbelievably talented, unbelievably hilarious, and unbelievably original Ted Alexandro. He has a new stand-up special called Senior Class of Earth. You can check it out exclusively at atcspecials.com and follow the All Things Comedy Network for more ways to support your favorite comedians. This is huge for us. This is everything that All Things Comedy was about. We wanted to get in business with great artists and help them to maintain control and ownership of what they created. And this is our first foray into that. Once again, it's called Senior Class of Earth from the great Ted Alexandro. You can check it out at atcspecials.com.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, yeah, baby! That was perfect, mama.
Thank you.
Happy Friday, everybody. This is John Reap, and sitting over here to my right is...
Betty.
That's right, my mother. And you are listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. We want you to rate, review, subscribe, and share. Get out there on the interwebs. Tell people about us if you're listening. If you are listening, I'd really appreciate it if you would, tell me. Get on my Facebook page, my Instagram, my Twitter. Let me know you're listening because... I'm not sure who is, so Mom, we got your new segment.
Yes.
And so, I put out there to the interwebs, hey, somebody, please make a jingle. I'm not good at this kind of stuff. I'm not a music producer. I try to do comedy. I'm not good at producing music. I have a good ear for music, but, I can't do this stuff, so I tried to do the jingle last time, and you saw me over here trying to play into this thing, and all. So now I asked my fans on Facebook to come up with a jingle, and I'll be goodness if some guy didn't do that for us. Let's give this guy a shout out. Where'd he go? What's his name? Well, hang on. Let me get over here. This guy made us a jingle, Mom. How
good.
Great is it?
Great.
Let me go back over here. I want to make sure I get the guy's name right because he deserves it, So this guy's name is it's Huffman. Taylor Huffman, everybody. Contacted me on Instagram. It says here he's an artist. He's got a his Instagram name is It's Huffman _. And Carmaniac Music Podcast, and he's got a YouTube channel. Anyway, he responded, and he came back to me with a jingle, and he got two jingles actually. And so, I'm gonna do both of them, I think, and okay. Hopefully, maybe our fans, because this is your show now, can tell us which one they like better. But anyway, I got the questions here. Let me go to the jingle. I'm gonna play the one I like the best first, and then we'll end the segment with the other one, okay? So, everybody, all right, here we go. You ready, Mom?
I'm ready.
All right.
If you've got a problem, big, small, or petty, ain't no need to worry now. On your mark, get set.
Ask Betty.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. So thank you, Taylor, for doing that. And, the people have asked questions, Mom, on Instagram.
Okay.
So we're hoping that maybe you could give them some advice. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you a couple, all right? Let's just start off something simple, okay? We're talking mayonnaise here. Duke's or Hellman's? Those are the only two options.
Oh, I was brought up on Miracle Whip. But after I got married, David wouldn't eat anything but Duke's. So it's Duke's.
It's Duke's in this house.
Yes, it is.
I remember as a child, you making sandwiches with Miracle Whip.
Exactly.
So I grew up on Miracle Whip.
Right.
And I remember you'd get the, remember the 49-cent packet of ham?
Yes.
Like it's like the cheapest pack of ham that you could buy.
Budding ham.
It's called budding?
Budding.
You remember that? Okay. So you'd buy budding ham or roast beef or turkey or whatever meat budding would make. And then I'd say, Mom, I want a sandwich. And we'd get two slices of bread. Do you remember what kind of bread did you buy back then? Do you even know?
I can't. No. It's probably Sunbeam.
Sunbeam, that's yeah. Right. Nothing from Kern's Bakery.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I played baseball for Kern's Bakery. They were our sponsor. Anyway, so two pieces of bread, Miracle Whip, one slice of that ham from Budding. You could see through the ham.
I'm so
You could
sorry.
See through the ham to the piece of cheese underneath it, and then another piece of bread. And by the way, it was great. I loved it. I didn't know that other people put more than one slice of ham on their ham sandwiches. I didn't know until, I went spent the night over at Greg Hudson's house, and we were going to go like on a hike the next day. And he goes, well, we'll need some supplies. And he goes to his mom's fridge, and he just starts grabbing packs of the stuff. Like, we'll need some ham. He grabs the whole pack. I said, you taking that whole pack? I mean, your mom's going to kill you. That's sandwich meat for a whole family for a month. So I don't know if that answers your question. Let's see who asked that question. That was, oh, my goodness, my phone's making me do this Face ID. I hate this thing. This iPhone 10, not a fan, Mom.
Okay.
Be happy you got what you got. So Lizzie Hoot, there you go.
Thank you, Lizzie Hoot.
Today, I like Duke's today.
Yes.
Now, Hellman's, I guess that's kind of like Miracle Whip, huh?
I don't know.
Miracle Whip is like a salad. They call it a salad dressing.
Yeah. Mother used to take Miracle Whip and some ketchup.
Yeah.
And mix it up together and add a little bit of salt and pepper and some,
relish?
The red seasoning that I put on there.
Cumin? Cumin?
No, that I put on deviled eggs.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Ah, paprika.
Yes, and stir that up real good, and it's your French dressing.
French dressing.
That's right.
I think that's the secret sauce on the McDonald's Big Macs, possibly.
It could be.
So anyway, I'm a Duke's guy. I think a lot of people from the South are Duke's guys. Okay, let's go to another one. Here's one from Lisa Rosebud. She says, lard, Crisco, butter, or margarine?
Butter.
Okay.
Yes.
Why do you prefer butter over margarine or Crisco?
Well, butter.
Or lard.
Margarine. They both have about the same amount of calories, but margarine, I've always heard that it's sort of like eating. I mean, it's soft when you eat it, but it sort of tastes like, I mean, it sort of forms up like plastic.
Yeah.
It just...
It's not good for your blood vessels.
It's not good for your veins. Right. Your arteries.
That's what I've heard.
And I've heard that butter and margarine raises your bad cholesterol.
Oh.
But margarine raises it higher. And...
I mean, lard, right away... Just the name
right.
Lard.
I know.
That's so negative. who wants to eat lard? I mean, I guess that's what they cooked with back in the day. I think Dad's mom cooked with lard. Did your mom cook with lard?
No. Every once in a while, she used to fry stuff in fatback.
Fatback?
Yes.
What's the difference between fatback and lard? I don't know. We should ask Alexa.
Let's do. Uh-oh, she just came on.
She's having trouble connecting to the internet. It's a rainy day here in Hickory, everybody. Just FYI. Alexa, stop. Okay. She's mouthy.
But butter to me just tastes good. Makes
I like
everything
butter.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Margarine. I thought margarine was butter. Is it
no,
not butter?
You've heard this what is
parquet.
It? Jingle.
Parquet. Butter. Parquet. Remember the can?
Yeah, that would parquet or margarine.
Oh, okay. Is it parquet or is it butter? Oh no, I don't know. Well, Mom's saying butter, Lisa Rosebud. I hope that answers your question. I think butter's better overall. Yeah. I do.
It's I don't think it's bad on your cholesterol or okay. on your, yeah, and it's you. That's what you can use when you're doing low carb.
What, butter?
Butter.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Well, the butter. That's it.
Yep.
Try to do low carb. It reminded me to get into the where you hid stuff from Dad,
okay.
Because I know where it is.
Okay.
Dad's in the other room right now, so we're trying to talk softly because we have a secret. All right, so here's another one. This question is from Clintstagram. Clintstagram. What is your favorite scary movie? Since it's October and Halloween's around the corner, favorite scary movie? I'm asking Betty.
I guess Halloween. I guess the very first one that came out.
Right.
I guess Jamie Lee Curtis. That's right. All of them, but.
That was the first one.
The very first one. And after that, I didn't want to watch any more of them.
Did you watch that in the theater? Did you watch it at home on VHS?
Probably at home.
Yeah.
I probably would not have paid to go watch a scary movie.
I didn't watch many scary movies here growing up in
no,
the house.
We always watched funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Not many scary movies. Although I got some trivia for you. You know The Mask?
Yes.
That mask in Halloween?
Jason?
No, yeah. That Jason is Friday 13th.
Oh.
That's the hockey mask.
Okay.
Now, Halloween's a different mask, and that guy's, the character's name is Michael Myers, okay? But anyway, the mask that the bad guy wears, Michael Myers, it's just a blank face. It's a white face. It's just a blank face.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who that face actually belongs to? It's a celebrity. It's William Shatner's face.
You're a kid.
No. What they did was, when they were creating this movie, the mask for this movie, they decided to, you know, try different types of masks out, right? So, all right. So when they make movies, and you're going, I'm trying to explain this. I don't know. Okay. So you know how if you were going to be in a movie, and they were going to dress you up and do all kinds of makeup stuff to your face to make you scary or creepy looking,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to do a mold of your face.
Right.
Okay. First. And that mold is what they call a life mask. So what William Shatner's been in tons of movies, Star Trek, all that stuff, where he's had lots of stuff done to his face. So a long time ago, he made that mold a life mask. And so it's just a blank face. It doesn't have any paint on it. It's just white mold. Well, somebody saw that face, that life mask of William Shatner, and said, "That's creepy. I want that to be the mask for Halloween." And
wow.
That's what it is. And they cut the eyeballs out, so the eye holes are bigger. But it's just like, if you were to dip your face in mold, you would probably do it like this.
Right.
Like it's a blank face. And that's what it is. But it's scary looking. Isn't that crazy?
And I bet you he made a lot of money off that.
I don't know if he did or not. I'm curious to find out. Okay. Well, also, I'm trying to think of the scariest. I remember when we were kids, one night, before we were going to go camping up in the mountains with Dad, he with some friends. I think Greg Hudson was coming along, maybe some other friends. But anyway, we watched a scary movie. It was about wild boars, something like that. And it was scary. And then, you know, that weekend, we're in the mountains camping. Dad starts making boar noises, trying to scare Jason.
Oh, I thought you went snipe hunting or something.
Oh, that's what it was. That's a whole, I think I've told that story on this podcast before,
okay.
So I don't want to repeat myself. But all right. So there you go. Mom has said it is Halloween, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this one. This is also from Clintstagram. Have you seen the movie Die Hard with Bruce Willis?
I think I have, but I can't remember what all it was.
He says, does she feel that Die Hard is a Christmas movie? Now, the movie Die Hard, it's an action thriller movie, right? Bruce Willis. It's an action movie. But it happens to take place around Christmas time. So there's lots of decorations up in the background. There's all kinds of Christmas, you know, analogies in there. Just the backdrop of the town, the city is around Christmas. So today, within the last five to 10 years or so, people are starting to say it's a Christmas movie. And they're starting to air it on different networks around Christmas time saying it's a Christmas movie. Now, how do you feel about that?
I don't feel it comes anywhere close to The Christmas Story.
Oh, no. No, A Christmas Story is a Christmas movie, but it also happens to be the best Christmas
movie. The one and only. That's all we watch.
But so, no, how do you feel about Die Hard being labeled a Christmas movie?
No, I would not agree with that. No. I guess I'd have to watch it. Maybe we'll watch it this Christmas season.
That'd be fun. We'll watch it before, way before.
Okay.
So we don't lump it in. But right. I would like to see it again. It's been forever. I personally, if you're asking me, I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Because just because the action takes a place around Christmas does not make it a Christmas movie. It needs to be about Christmas. Yeah.
That's right.
That's how I feel. In case you were asked, in case you were wondering, Clinstagram. And every time I go back to my phone, this stupid security thing pops up. Okay, here we go. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Can I keep going?
You can.
I don't want to go too long. I know you got stuff to do.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Okay, good. All right. This one's from Lariah Jade. Lariah Jade is also a fan of Brink and Duddies and Lil Kevin Ramus Try Stuff. She asks, is there a trick in keeping your kids playing outside other than locking the door?
That's a good one. Nowadays, I would not know, but when John and Jason were growing up, it was a trick getting them to come in the house. They'd play kick the can, football until they couldn't see the ball, basketball, baseball, anything. Hide and seek, catch lightning bugs. They just did all kinds of, even swam at night.
Yeah.
So it was trouble getting them in.
Yeah.
To get cleaned up to go to bed.
Yeah, I think it's different today for kids with the video games and the internet. Like, right. They try to get them out of the house.
Right.
To exercise. So maybe, Lariah, a trick is to take away all their devices.
Right.
Take away their cell phones. Take away the... Make it fun to go outside. Make it miserable to be inside.
Take them to the park.
That's what you got to do. Make it miserable indoors, you know? Play music they hate really loud. I remember Dad being mad sometimes that we were going in and out too much.
Right.
Like, sometimes we'd go in, we'd stay going for a minute, maybe get some Kool-Aid or something, watch like 2 seconds of a cartoon, and then run back outside and just, you know, not shut the door all the way. You letting the air out, that kind of stuff. All right. Let's see here. I'll ask you this one since we're on a roll here. This one's from Brand Uni. I don't know how they pronounce this. It's one word, Brandunie. Brand Uni. I don't know. Both my kids recently voluntarily moved out, but they still have junk here. How do I get that stuff moved out?
Oh, my goodness.
I think I've just done the opposite of that.
Put it in the attic. Get it out of your sight. We have a storage house that Dad built, and we put stuff out there in those little red storage boxes.
Yeah.
And put them up in the rafters. Or just box it up and take it to them, wherever they are.
Yeah. What if they have a yard sale? You know?
Yeah.
Threaten them with a yard sale. That could do it sometimes.
I mean, we have had books from both y'all when you were in school, trophies,
yeah,
gloves, baseballs.
Yeah, there have been times where I think, I don't know if you guys meant it, where you would actually say, well, we're moving, we're redoing the house, we got to do something with this stuff. And I've had stuff shipped to me because I wanted to keep it, the stretch machine, a big one, but other stuff too. But if you threaten the kids with that has to go, maybe a yard sale, or you're donating things to Goodwill, just bring that up and see if they don't come grab it.
Right.
You'll see. Right now, it's easy for it to stay where it's at.
Yeah. I mean, pictures, they're, they don't call them, they're annuals.
Yeah. Yearbooks.
Yearbooks, yes. When we have all kinds of annuals, because you both buy one, whether you're in the same, I mean, you might not be in the same grade, but they were the same thing.
Right, so. Exactly. We got tons of those. I mean, there's still tons of books in that entertainment center. I don't know if you've looked at them. I'm talking about mine. I'm talking about your stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, mine and Dad's.
All right, here's We'll just keep going here. This is all these comments I'm reading are on my Instagram page, by the way. So if you want to be a part of that, go to my Instagram. It's just John Reap, J-O-N-R-E-E-P. My mom's on also on Instagram. So maybe you could be her friend as well. This one's from Laurie Zip. Hi, Benny. My 16-year-old daughter won't share her personal griefs with me, and I feel like I'm failing her as a mother. How can I help her to open up to me so I can support her? Now, I know you don't have any daughters.
No.
But you had sisters and you had a mother. So I don't know if you got any help here.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to say that any 6-year-old would have
16.
Any grief. Oh, 16. Okay, well, that's better.
Her 16-year-old daughter won't share her personal griefs with her.
Well, like you said, I have never had any daughters, but I have friends who have daughters that at that age, they think they know more than their moms do, and their mother would tell them things that they just don't want to hear, and
Right. They'd
just rather open up to their own friends rather than to their parent.
Yeah, but how do you get them to
open up to you?
Sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah. You gotta like almost trick them into doing that somehow, maybe. I remember one time, and this doesn't apply because I'm not a 16-year-old girl, but I remember being depressed as maybe I was in the third grade or something. I think I saw that movie the day after the bomb, the day after. Remember they aired that movie about like the day after what would happen if there were nuclear war? It was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember watching that and being really sad for like a good week or two. And I think you guys were like, what are we going to do with this kid? And I think I went and saw a therapist.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
We went
twice.
With you.
And I don't know if it did anything, but I don't know. I wasn't that. You know what? The first guy was horrible. I think I saw two therapists, right? And this is very shady because I don't even remember. I mean, my memory's not that great back in that time, but I remember the first one being boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't like it. I mean, I wasn't that depressed. I was sitting there going like, now I'm really depressed. That I'm in this room with this guy. Like, he's boring. I was just sitting there talking to him. He's asking me questions. And when you're at that age, you don't even know. You don't think of, like, your own inner thoughts. You know, you're just like, I don't know. Huh? Maybe, huh? What? I don't know. So I think I did a lot of that. But the next guy I went with, we played pool. He had a pool table in his room. We just started playing pool and just started talking. And then I think he got more out of me that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know what the conversation was about. I just remember it being a better experience and probably a great tactic if you're a therapist. But
I know one thing that came out of that, he said
my point was he tricked me. Like, he wasn't just having a conversation, we were doing something else,
right?
And it got me to open up even though I didn't know I was doing it,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that could help. What were you gonna say though, Mom? I cut you off.
Well, he told us that there's not anything wrong with him. He's just as normal as he can be. He gets bored easily. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said, and don't. I think we were sheltering you too much.
What?
Yeah, and he said, let him fall off that bicycle and not just falling all over him.
I don't think you sheltered me too much. I fell off bicycles. I mean, can you imagine what therapists are told kids today?
I know.
All right, so there you go. We're Loria Zip. I guess you have to deceive her somehow. I don't know. This is a funny hypothetical question. I've heard this one asked before, and I don't know. We'll dissect it. We'll figure this out. Right now, you have to pick one of these. This is what's fun about hypotheticals.
Okay.
You can't say, well, neither, because that's not fun for the listener. So you have to pick one for fun.
Right.
Okay. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? You getting that? Would you rather fight 100 horses, tiny horses, the size of ducks, 100 of them, or would you rather fight one duck the size of a horse?
Well, I'm going to say one.
Uh-huh. You're going to fight the one horse. Wait, one horse-sized
duck.
So you're going to fight a duck with the size of a horse. Now, think of that. Now, you know a duck's bills are strong, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that thing coming at you from as big as it is. Or you could just, if it's a bunch of little tiny horses, you could just kick those. But there's a lot of them. So the pros and cons of that. Why did you choose the large duck to fight over the tiny horses?
That large, I would run between his legs.
Okay. You run between the ducks.
And go hide under something where he couldn't get under.
Oh, I see. So you're not fighting.
And he can't run fast because he'd have to waddle.
That's right. He couldn't waddle. You could possibly make yourself in the shape of an egg. And maybe it would like, it would, maybe it's a female duck and it would want to like sit on you.
And I hear Dad in there laughing saying, I would fight the 100.
Oh, Dad, come on in here if you want to chime in. I can't hear him because I got the earphones on. What's he saying?
He said, oh, no, he's good.
All right. I think if it were me, I would go. I like your thought. Your thought is I'm not fighting. I'm going to go hide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get between its legs, outrun it because it waddles.
Right.
But I've seen ducks move pretty fast. I would go. I'm agree with that. I would go with the 100 tiny horses, only because I think I could either, because they're so small, I could just kick the crap out of them. I kick a bunch of them, and I think the other ones would see that I'm kicking them and not attack me. There you go.
All right.
Now, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
All right. Last one, okay. And we'll end this segment here. What is the best kind of cheese?
Now who was?
Oh,
who
I'm sorry. That? Well, the person who asked about the 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck was someone named the Road Cat.
The Road Cat.
Road Cat. And the Road Cat also asked, what is the best kind of cheese?
Well, I'm picky. I like American cheese.
Yeah. What is American cheese? It's not, I mean, here's why I'm asking, right? There's cheddar, there's Swiss.
Okay.
But America is a country. But what is that cheese? What is American cheese?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a milk.
I think it's food. A milky cheddar. I don't know. You think Dad knows? Let's ask
Dad?
Alexa. Alexa! Oh, Dad unplugged Alexa. So now we have to... Hey, David, what is American cheese made out of? Well, it's not just milk. All cheese is made out of milk. What kind? But like, what's... I'm going to Google it. I can't hear him. That's why I wish you'd come in here. So Mom is saying American cheese. I'm going to go with cheddar. I'm not 100% sure. But, Mom, hand Dad the mic for 1 second, and Dad, you can maybe fill us in on what is the difference between American cheese. What is American cheese?
I have no idea.
Is that why you came in here?
No, I came in here because you called me.
Oh, I thought you were trying to tell me what American cheese was.
It's made out of milk, I think.
I think all cheese is made out of milk.
There we go.
Mom, cheese comes from milk.
Yeah, I think it's the way it's made.
But I want to know... What's American cheese? You know what I'm saying? I'll Google it. I have the internet right
there
here at
go.
My fingertips.
That's what I do.
Folks, we can find this stuff out. Dad, so you said you'd fight 100 tiny horses over one giant duck?
Yes.
What's your thought process?
I could just kick them.
That's what I said. Are you copying my answer?
No, that's what I thought before you said that.
Okay.
I'm in another room trying to set up a GoFundMe page for a friend who's been flooded out, and hearing this, it's confusing me.
It's distracting. And yes. I think you're already a little bit mad at me for making you drive out in the rain today and help me try to move a mattress, so I apologize for that.
I am not.
Yeah, I was trying to buy a mattress. Folks, I'm getting shoulder surgery done. Wait, hand the phone back to me.
Here we go.
Hand the mic back to Mom, because we have to end this segment.
Okay.
So we're going to play, thank you, Dad, we're going to play your outro music now.
Okay. Right.
So that was, hang on, here we go.
If you've got a problem, big or petty, no need to worry, just
ask Betty.
There you go, folks. That was Ask Betty. Now, we're going to try and do this as much as possible. Let me know if you like it. Send in your questions, and we will try and get them answered and resolved for you. Also, thank you, Taylor, for that that little jingle. Now, Mom, I was just telling you earlier, you know, I had my pre-op today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like saying pre-op because it sounds like I'm getting a sex change. Because that's what people say, like, oh, that guy's actually a girl, but it's pre-op, like the operation hasn't happened yet. That's what they say, but I don't. But I went to talk to my orthopedic doctor today. I actually met the doctor who was going to do it. Before all that, I've just been meeting, like, you know, nurses, assistants, PAs, that kind of stuff. But I actually met the doctor today, and he's probably like 32. I'm 46. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna let this kid operate on me. But he, nice guy. Anyway, I'm gonna be getting surgery. Today's Friday, so I'm getting surgery Tuesday, and they said the first 2 days it's gonna be pain. They gave me all kinds of medication. I got it's either Narco or Percocets, right, for the pain med. And then they said that will make me constipated. So I got medicine for constipation. Then I got some anti-inflammatory medication. And then I got nausea medication. So, and they said I have to sleep in a recliner for like almost a month, maybe longer. So, I was like thanking you earlier. Like, I'm so happy that you are retired because now you're going to be my nurse for the next month. And I don't have any gigs for a while. So, this worked out great. So, like I said, we're going to be good friends.
That's right. I'll be a good nurse.
All right. Well, I got to put ice on the shoulder a bunch. And I went out to Bed Bath & Beyond today and I bought one of those things because I'm sure I can, you know, I'm thinking it might not be as bad as they're saying. They always try to make it sound really bad to prepare you for the worst. And then sometimes it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. So I bought one of those little things that you lean back on in your, you could put in your bed. Some people call them husbands.
Yes.
Well, it's not. I didn't get that kind. This is like a wedge.
Okay.
You could put it for you on your underneath your knees too, like if you wanted to sit up like that. So I got that for that bed back there, just in case. And I want to get a new mattress for the bedroom back there too. And went ahead and got one. You know how I am. Like, I want it now. And tried to get a mattress and. They said, yep, it's all yours. And then I said, Dad, come help me move it. And then it was raining, so we didn't do it today. But anyway, I'm worried about all this. I'm worried about the surgery, you know, because I'm going to be knocked out. I'm going to have a tube down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like a 2 to 3 hour surgery. I've never been knocked out for a surgery. I've never done that.
I haven't either.
Yes, you have. Not surgery, but you've been knocked out, right? Did you just get
it? Oh, the colonoscopy.
Yeah,
that was put under for just.
Yeah, but you're put under. You're not awake, right?
No, I wasn't awake.
How did they put you under? Was it pills or IV?
IV.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing to me. Did they give you pills before that?
No.
Okay. Because I'm going to have to do. I have to get in there a couple hours beforehand, right? And then I know I'm. I guess it's an IV. But I know a tube's going down my throat for oxygen purposes. I don't like that.
I hope they go ahead and put you to sleep.
They're going to. There's no way that tube's going down my throat if I'm awake. I'm going to say, I want my money back. We're not.
Change my mind.
No surgery. We're going to go somewhere where, I couldn't do that.
Well, I couldn't either.
You know, I went to the, when I was married, you know, I snore. Do you know this?
Yes, I know that.
I wonder where that comes from. So I was, my wife at the time was like, you need to go to an eye. And I was hurting my vocal cords. Like, I would go do gigs and scream a lot. And I'd come home and be hoarse the next day. So I went to eye, ear, nose, throat specialist, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get my vocal cords looked at. So I went in there thinking, like, you know, he's going to take that little popsicle stick and say ah, you know, do like the flashlight, look in there. I'm sitting there, you know, and he's like, okay, so let your head back, open your mouth, okay, say ah. And he took this long steel looking flashlighty thing, went right through my nose hole all the way down my throat.
Oh my God.
And didn't tell me he was gonna do it. And he goes, relax, 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 like he knew that if he told me I would tense up. And there was no way I'd be like, oh, sure, just stick it on through that nose hole and make its way down there. But You're trapped. You're like, okay, okay, like a fish with a hook in its mouth. You can't do anything. But had he told me that, there's no way. So, yeah, if they're going to put a tube down my throat, I will have to be knocked out. They'll have to surprise me.
Yeah.
The problem is Nikki done told me that was going to happen. Like a tube's going down my throat.
So Nikki has
ruined the element of surprise if that was their tactic. It's not going to work.
Nikki, be sure he's asleep.
Yeah. Well, I guess the only good thing is they're saying I'm going to be so heavily medicated for the next 2 days after it that I will not really feel much pain. Because it's going to have to attach a tendon or a ligament. One of those two.
And take out that extra bone.
Take out the extra bone. Clean it. Clean out. I had a torn rotator cuff. So they're cleaning their torn rotator cuff out too. So they're doing like three things really. And so it's going to be 2 days of just not moving at all with pain meds. And then slowly that should be okay. And then I go back in 2 weeks later. I think they take the stitches out. And then start slowly doing some exercising, and then. But I'm in a sling for a month. They said. Basically, they also said it won't fully recover. I can't really get back into the gym and do anything for about 3 to 4 months.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna get fat around, which is great timing, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yep.
So I have an excuse now. But yeah, have you ever had? You've not had major surgery, huh?
No.
You remember when I had gum surgery?
Yes, I do, and it was during the holidays.
Was it?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Christmas holidays.
I just remember my gums were receding. That's the only surgery I've had. My gums were receding, so they had to take gum from the roof of my mouth and put it down where my gums were receding at the bottom of my teeth, on the bottom and the top of my teeth above the teeth. And sew that gum in there.
Didn't you and Jason have that done at the same time?
We did. Yeah. And they didn't knock you out for that, though. They numbed you, and then they gave you nitrous oxide to breathe through your nose. So I was awake during it, but I couldn't feel anything, and I was listening to music. They had earphones on. But I wasn't knocked out for that. So this will be the first time I'm knocked out. That's going to be scary.
But it's, I mean, you don't... I mean, you just go into a real peaceful sleep.
That's right. Well, that's what they said. You'll go to sleep and you'll wake up and you'll feel like 10 minutes went by.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is. So someone's going to have to drive me to the hospital and someone's going to have to pick me up.
Yeah, I'll take you and I'll be there for you.
All right.
Bring you home.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom. Do you want to stick around for this other thing? I'm going to play some other podcasty stuff. You can't hear it, though. That's the only thing.
That's right.
So thank you for the segment.
Thank you. I'm signing
off. Hang on. Wait. No, hang on. Do you want people to follow you on Facebook and that kind of stuff? New friends?
Sure.
Well, you know, that's what's out there. I was actually trying to stall because I wanted to play a soundboard. I wanted to play. There you go. Betty Reaper, everybody. Audience is clapping. Thank you.
Thank you.
There she goes. She's going to go back into the living room. With Dad, who's trying to figure out how to make a video for his friend. And this is not a funny thing. This is an actual sad thing. One of my dad's best friends from high school, nicknamed Skeeter, I've known him all my life too, lives in an area where he was affected by the hurricane. And he needs help. So my dad's trying to start a GoFundMe page for our friend Skeeter to raise money to... get him back up on his feet. So anyway, there you go, folks. This is the Fried Pod. This is what I do. Won't you come check me out on the road sometime? This weekend, right now, as you listen to this, I'm in Dayton, Ohio, at the Funny Bone in Dayton. I've got one show Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. Come back to Hickory Monday, getting surgery on Tuesday, and I'm done until November, like 24th or something like that. All this stuff is listed at johnreap.com. Yeah, November 24th, I'm doing a gig. This place called the Ram's Head, and that is in Annapolis, Maryland. Ram's Head on stage, Annapolis, Maryland on the 24th. Hopefully, I will feel better by then. And then, excuse me, I'm burping. My mom just made an amazing new dish tonight. Chicken and rice. What was that thing called? Do you know the name of it?
No,
it didn't have a name? All right. Well, It was delicious, folks. Maybe she'll post it on her Instagram or her Facebook. Anyway, I'll be doing Good Nights Comedy Club November 29 through December 1. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then in December, next weekend, December 6th through the 8th, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa at the Funny Bone. And then December 20 through 22, Columbus, Ohio, Funny Bone. Then December 27 through 29, Zanies, Nashville. December 30 and 31, Huntsville, Alabama. That is Stand Up Live. And that's the rest of the year there for my tour dates. Y'all come check me out. Also, since I'm on the All Things Comedy Network, you know, I've been trying to do some cross promotion, trying to do some live reads, trying to spread the love, and hopefully other people would do that. I don't know if they have. Honestly, I have no way of knowing because I haven't really checked. We've not talked about it on social media, but who knows? Also, let me go ahead and play you. I did an episode of Brody Stevens' podcast called The Festival of Sports, and this is also on the All Things Comedy Network, and I'll just play a little segment of what that was like. Me and Brody have known each other for a long time, and I went to the All Things Comedy Network studio and sat down with him. So here, check this one out.
Get into those topics. And
have you ever been to Hickory, North Carolina?
I don't think so. I've been to North Carolina, but not. I don't believe I've stopped in Hickory.
Yeah. It used to be the furniture capital of the world, home to Winston Cup champion Dale Jarrett.
I mean, I've heard of it. I know.
Yeah.
Let's move this out of the way. We're moving a mic stand out of the way. For those listening at home, we just moved a mic stand. We cleared up space on the Periscope. So we have the Periscope going on mine.
Facebook
we have
Live.
Questions. We have Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's go ahead and introduce our producer here today. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's professional. He juggles a lot of different personalities.
Yeah.
You can say that again.
Exactly. You have to have bedside manner. You can't treat these creative types like numbers. You have to treat us like personalities, and he does a good job at that. And
an iron fist.
An iron fist, but you know what? You allow. I was next door with Dean Del Rey,
mm-hmm.
and
about the valley. He's moving.
And yeah, he's moving. And I should have been here in the studio. Dean tried to sabotage me. Dean Del distraction. And Aaron said, "Brody, we got to get going." And it wasn't in an. It was just like. Aaron is like, not even in a mean way, just keeps things going. That's what a producer does, I'm saying.
His presence alone is like, you know.
But you respect him. You go,
if he's here, then we got to be doing something.
This is All Things Comedy.
That's how I feel.
I don't, everybody here I respect. Bill Burr, Al Madrigal, they made the decisions. Everyone that works here, and I'm still learning people's names. There's people, I don't even know their name. I go, I respect you.
Right. Just this building alone commands the respect. I agree. I'm happy to be a part of All Things Comedy.
Aren't they? But they're preparing a new podcast studio.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's not secret.
Is it going to be in Burbank?
Yeah, it's like 2 blocks from here.
I think it's across the street. So
have you thought about Studio City? I mean, maybe that's.
I have a one bedroom apartment in Studio City.
Do you?
One bedroom studio.
Well, I used to live in Studio City. Now I live in Hickory. So there you go. It's just a little taste of Steve and Brody Stevens there at. All Things Comedy Festival of Sports. Check that one out and tell him John Reap sent you, you know? Spread the love. All right, let's read some reviews here. I love it when you guys actually compliment the podcast and tell people what you think. This is on iTunes. I'm over here at iTunes. I'm reading some of the latest reviews, and this one's by Flabby Too Fabby. Flabby. Too Fabby, two P's in podcast right here, five stars. She goes, I'm not good at reading stuff. You guys know that about me. Here we go. If you are new to this one, y'all, it's well worth the time. You won't be able to stop listening once you start. And this one with John and his precious mama, Betty Carolyn Pitts-Reap, is on point. Two P's in a podcast right here and truly showing that what a loving, good-hearted group this family is, and how John turned out to be the way he did, and why America fell in love with him from the moment We saw him. Thanks, guys. Keep it up. No, thank you, Flabby to Fabby. Thank you. This one's from Juge Fan. J-U-G-E Fan. 5 stars. Killing it. Huge fan, John. Love the movie reviews from Betty and different stories from your dad. Thank you, Juge Fan. I think that's how you pronounce that. Here's one from Gingy, 1984. Always great. 5 stars. John, your podcasts are always a good time. Love them. Ginge, 84. Thank you, Ginge, 84. Gingy, 84. And then this one's from Wolfpack T-Roy. Southern without apology. So many laughs. So much nostalgia. So much twang. I guess that's a good thing. I think it is. So thank you. Oh, the audience loves it. Please. Look, we're just doing what we do. So thank you all so much for listening. Also, one more big thing, and we'll wrap this one up. I was emailing, as you guys know, Sarah Tiana is no longer a part of the Fried Pod, just mostly because I moved to Hickory and we don't see each other that much anymore. We're still great friends. No animosity whatsoever. But I was just emailing the guys at All Things Comedy, like maybe we should change the logo, maybe, you know, because now it's just me, change the name, I don't know what to do. And Al Madrigal said, I think you need a talk show. I was like, what? I think I do too. So he called me and we got to talking, and we're in the works right now. We are, kind of tentatively working on a talk show for All Things Comedy /YouTube/ whoever wants it. But we're going to call it Hickory Live. And so the idea is we're going to look for an old barn around here. It's going to be me and some of my friends, and we're going to shoot it like it's a talk, like a Tonight Show. I'm going to come out, do a monologue. I'll have some of my good friends, a little audience here, you know, whatever that barn can hold, people sitting on hay bales. I'll come out and do a quick little monologue. We'll have segments. We'll have guests. We'll Skype in celebrity guests. We'll have my dad in a recliner as security. We'll have mom over there on the computer. She'll be like our Alexa. I'll just have mom on the computer at all times, ready to answer questions, look up stuff, do the research during the show. I'll have a little band, and we'll Skype in celebrity guests, and we'll do segments, and we'll call it Hickory Live. I am excited. I've already talked to a guy I went to high school with named Alan Jackson. He owns his own production company here. And I believe it or not, Hickory is a lot bigger than I make it sound. It's like the fourth largest city in North Carolina. It's just got the word Hick in it, so I thought that was funny. But this guy, Alan, he knows what he's legit. He knows what he's doing. So I'm going to work with Alan, and he's got all the equipment we need, all the know-how, all the technology, and we're gonna do this thing. We're going to shoot a pilot probably sometime in February after my shoulder's all healed up. And air it either on YouTube or Facebook or at All Things Comedy or whoever wants it. But I want to thank Al Madrigal for even offering that, you know. So I'm very excited for all of that. And there you go. So stay tuned for that. Going to be working on that. And hopefully, that will be the next big thing on late night television. Hickory Live. Could you imagine that? Like if that actually took off. Got to be a weekly show on Comedy Central or something, live from Hickory Live. I mean, I've already got the segments ready to roll. I'm not going to tell you right now because I want it to be a surprise. But anyway, mostly, thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share, and tell your friends. And know that the Reaps love you. And happy Friday, everybody.
And the radio. Sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and no mother.